You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. It is a very good morning, boys and girls. And welcome to The Breakfast Show for Tuesday, the 14th of November. Yes, 2 weeks already through the month of November. Gosh, it's going quickly, isn't it? So much excitement. That's the problem. Anyway, great to be with you. It is great to be with you any morning, of course. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, on 89.3 Cool FM. Starting off with a couple of birthdays today. We have the artist Claude Monet. Was born on this day. The year was 1840. He was a founder of French Impressionist paintings and the most consistent and prolific practitioner of the movement's philosophy of expressing one's perceptions before nature. Got another quickie, Leo Bakeland, 1863, a Belgian chemist who invented Velox photographic paper in 1893, and Bakelite, 1907. I remember that, still using it when I was a kid. It was an inexpensive, non-flammable, versatile, and popular type of plastic.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go. Two powerful numbers bring us in on this morning's breakfast. The show started off with Peter Gabriel, of course, and hello there, and that was called Big Time, followed on the Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Time on the breakfast show, we're 12 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take another piece of music, then we'll have a shower. We've got guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, so we'll be telling you all about that as well. Yeah. And there we go. Bring us to our shower this morning. That was the Isley Brothers and Put Yourself in My Place. You wouldn't want to do that, would you? Time on the Breakfast Show is 15 minutes. That's after the 7 o'clock. So it is time for us, well, to get you all spruced up and, well, ready for anywhere you're going. If you can get there, of course. There we go now. Let me see what we got for you this morning. The Fat Back Band. How many of you remember them? Not many. I Found Lovin'. There we go, yes, the Fat Back Band in the shower this morning. Hope you left plenty of room. And that was I Found Lovin'. And it is time to get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. Now, I did mention that we had a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hours, around about 8.30 this morning, Fernando Merchan. He's coming in to talk about the IEEE LatinCom, which is on 15th to 17th of November. We also got an email from this morning because of the disruption on the streets, etc., etc. They've changed the format. And anyway, our guest Fernando is going to be able to tell us all about that a little bit later on this morning. So they're having to change it. They're doing a lot of it, I believe, virtually now. So big thanks to all those people that are blocking the streets and the especially the Inter-American Highway. How much more disgrace are you going to put on to the country? And we got a sort of, you know, there's items yesterday about the logistics and today as well about the logistics center and how, they're losing so much money. And we have a government which doesn't really seem to care because they're not doing anything about it, are they? Anyway, we'll just have to see. Hopefully they'll wake up. Here's, Robbie Neville. To Mr. Robbie Neville and Say La Vie here on this morning's breakfast show.
This is how we do
it. And this is how we do it. Montel Jordan, take us towards the bottom of the hour. We'll take a look at some of the international news for you this morning.
The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. faded. Driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime shirts and my guys ain't can I. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. From here to there, if you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me, ever since I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big G, the girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all, if you were from where I'm from, then you would know, that I gotta get mine in a big black truck, you can get yours in a six ball, whatever it is, the party's underway, so tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
There on how we do things. That's brought us down 27 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock. By the way, this is how we do it. It was the debut single of American singer-songwriter Montel Jordan and released by Def Jam Recordings. That was February, if I remember, around about 6th of February in 1995, as the lead single from his debut album as well, also titled, guess what, This Is How We Do It. And the single was Def Jam's first R&B release. So there we go. Right, what have we got for you right now? We're going to take a little break and look at some international happenings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And there we go. Some good advice. I tell you what, I was just looking at that. I just sort of realized, well, let me look at my calendar. This coming Saturday, the Christmas charity ball, the British charity ball, rather, it's only 2 weeks away. This Saturday, only 2 weeks. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What am I going to wear? Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I know you're going to dig this.
Anthropocene, the current geological epoch.
Human impact on Earth's geology and ecosystems, including anthropogenic climate change.
Favorite pieces of music at the moment, and not long out, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and Anthropocene. And it's not just a great song, it's the content that's brilliant. Anyway, talking about population, I mean, what's it, 9 billion, I think we're up to at the moment. No doubt, because the thing is, isn't it, the more people you have, the quicker it multiplies. So up. No, so I'll probably be leaving in a few, well, perhaps another 20 years if I'm lucky, I might last. Anyway, what do we say? Takes all kinds of people.
To make the world go
indeed, every kind of people. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 11 and a half minutes right now, before the hour of 8 o'clock. So I mentioned, looking at birthdays for today. Yes, Charles III, Charles Philip, Arthur George, King Charles III, 1948 he was born, is King of the United Kingdom and the 14 other Commonwealth realms. He was the longest serving heir apparent, and at the age of 73 became the oldest person to accede to the British throne, following the death of his mother Elizabeth II on the 8th of September of last year, 2022. So there you are. Happy birthday to King Charles.
You'll see. see him in your head on a TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
There we go, yes, so Nick Cave and the bad seed there. Red right hand. Or you may know it as the theme music from Peaky Blinders. Keep an eye on the time. We're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. Local news for you at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, we have a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour, around about 8.30. That's going to be Fernando Marchan, talking about the events going on here in Panama at the moment. Go, nice jolly song. Status Quo and Cream of the Crop. And by the way, Fernando Marchan will be coming in to chat with us specifically about the IEEE Latin Com Conference on Communications, which is supposed to be on. They've got a message in earlier on. Looks like they're going to be doing some of it virtually due to the problems in the country.
With the love and I'm no fool. busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really care. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really care.
Taking a little trip back to the year 1960 with Jimmy Jones there and Handyman. That's what we all need, isn't it, really? Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Just come!
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
God, I wish it was you. Just hit me like a wave. Where we ended up, I couldn't say. I'm feeling like my head's just in a distant time and place. Hope that I got you the way that you got me. What's the time where you are, you are? What's the night like where you are, you are? International straight shot to my heart. I'm right on top of this groove, but God, I wish it was you. Is it better where you are, you are? What's the weather where you are, you are? International through.
Two in a row. That last one comes from Troy Sivan, and it's what's the time where you are? Well, time where we are right now. We're just making our way to 19 and a half after the hour of 8 o'clock. And before that one, it was called Blindside, and it came from James Arthur. Right, I tell you what. Let's see if we can check in, shall we, with Ingrid this morning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? I'm well, and I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I made it. I left the house in El Valle about 12 o'clock midnight last night, and I got into Panama City about 2 o'clock this morning. So I didn't run into any roadblocks, no protesters. I saw a lot of trucks on the street, a lot of tankers and cargo and whatnot, and farmers with their goods and chickens and whatnot taking their goods into the city, and some headed the other way as well. I've never done that before. I never drove that hour at night because there's not a lot of lights on some of the roads, especially the road coming out of El Valle, and that one can get pretty tricky, especially if somebody's coming the other way, of which there was only 9 cars coming into El Valle at midnight, and there were 2 dogs on the street. I missed them both, but I had a couple of bats fly in front of my car. I was like, oh, that's cool. They must be trying to get the bugs that were flying in front of the headlights because of the attracted to the moths and whatnot. But no, I got in. It was safe. I was happy, and thank goodness. I'm here for probably 2 days, maybe less. I hope no more, so that I can get the work done. I have a client that I've been promising to come and see, and he's been very patient about me not being able to come in, obviously because of the problem. Getting from here to his office shouldn't be too bad, because actually I can see his office from my apartment window here. So if I can't get there by vehicle, which I'm going to take my moto, I will walk And I should be fine. I don't know how you guys have been living through this and whatnot. I've been watching some of the videos on one of these Instagram channels, Trafico C Panama, and I'm telling you, it's a lot. The protests that are nonviolent and they're marching in the street, I understand. I totally get it. It's the ones that are violent that just make me crazy and breaking windows and stealing things. However, I'm here. I'm safe. Woohoo! And back to you in the studio.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice. Feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Well, there we are. That's helped get that one back on the charts. Luke Combs and Fast Car. And Tracy Chapman, well, she continues to make history with her 1988 hit, Fast Car. That was after winning Song of the Year, believe it or not, at Wednesday Country and Music Awards. All that time later. Thanks to Lucy, my sister-in-law, for sending us that one. Well, from Luke Combs to Chris Stapleton. Off of his new album, which is called Higher, this is the track Weight of Your World.
I want you to know heart. If you lose your way, if your hope is gone, I'll be the light that leads you home. Give me your darkest hour, give me your deepest fear, just give me a call and I'll be here. Give me the bars and chains that won't set you free. Give me the way to your world and lay it on me. Come a time when all the words don't seem to rhyme. Please lean on me until you find the harmony. When it's hard to breathe, when the right seems wrong, I'll be the hand that helps you along. Give me your darkest hour, give me your deepest fear, just give me a call and I'll be here. Give me the bars and chains that won't set you free. Give me the way to your world. Lay it on.
Oh, there we go. Something local there. That's the beaches and Africa, Caliente. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to welcome our guest for this morning, Fernando Marchand. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
And it's nice to have you here. Nice to got here with no problems.
Thank you for having me here.
You came across from Contado del Rey, that
area?
Yes,
yes.
Oh, good. Congratulations, you made it.
Yes. No traffic. It was... business as usual.
Let's hope things are sort of easing off a bit. Anyway, look, lovely to have you with us. We've got this event coming up. It's the IEEE. What's the IEEE?
IEEE. Like this is the Institution of Electrical and Electronics Engineering.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
This is a very big professional organization, the biggest in the world, actually. We are talking about 200,000 professionals.
Really?
Yes, about covering electronics, electric telecommunications, computer science, industrial engineering, etc.
Wow.
And, you know, this is a very big organization, non-profit organization, that works in 200 countries, so we are present in 200 countries. And they work in the standards, standards for communications before having, Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is a specific standard that comes from experts of IEEE.
Right.
Even the cables we're using our computers, they are normally standards.
Right.
So it's a very, we have IEEE standards and contributions everywhere.
I mean, and you were saying, because last year's conference was in Brazil. I think
yes, the, last yeah? year this conference, well, LatinCom is a specific a conference in telecommunications. Mm-hmm. It's the largest one, the most important one in the region, in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
The last host was Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and now we have the honor to be here in Panama City, the host.
And you were saying you're based in the Rue Hotel. I think.
Yes, we're
so
having...
nice and central.
Yes, nice and central. From Wednesday to Friday, we have keynote speakers and tutorials and research, development and projects from all the region. And actually, we have participants even from all continents.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, as you were just saying, the spectrum of what you cover is huge.
Yes.
How do you decide exactly what the topics are going to be for this year, for instance?
Well, we are trying to cover the trends. We cover, for instance, wireless communications, 5G, 6G,
right.
It's coming, but also cybersecurity.
That's a big thing at the moment.
That's a big thing, and applications of in machine learning, artificial intelligence. And all these topics that are somehow related, and some of them transversal, even vehicular communication, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a broad number of themes that have been in projects or research in the region and overseas.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, so talking about, and you were mentioning sort of like cyber security and things like that, how things develop and change quickly, because artificial intelligence, AI, has sort of really just in the last year, it sort of blossomed. It sort of didn't seem to be anywhere. Then all of a sudden, was it ChatGPT came out and everybody's on there, and it's what is the thing that people, it's not just about, your computer being secure per se, but if you get WhatsApp messages and you don't know who it is and you get all the take a phone call, you've now got to be careful that they don't take your image, and you've got to be careful that they don't take your voice.
Yes.
And use it for other purposes. I mean, the world's getting very complicated, especially for us old people,
No, even for young. But it's true. We there are also frauds for old people. But yes, we have to be more careful about this. Hopefully, the authorities and people working in cybersecurity are working very hard. For instance, one of our main conference is from a professor from Brazil, Michel Nogueira, and it's data science for cybersecurity. Data science, which is related with intelligence, works in data to know, for instance, the normal traffic, the normal messages, and when they find something weird, to advise and avoid the security threats.
Mm.
So, yes.
I mean, heaven forbid somebody takes my voice and does a breakfast show. Never mind.
Yes. No, but it's true, you know. We think these videos, these deep fake face.
I know.
Treatment is amazing.
Yeah, you would know. I mean, was it even I think the Beatles used artificial intelligence, bringing in their sort of their latest album. Anyway, look, we digress because now it gets underway tomorrow.
We start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is this all taking place actually in the Rue Hotel?
Yes, we all the conference.
Oh, that's great.
You don't have to worry about
moving around.
Participants are staying there. So, no, we have a very nice place over there. The gala dinner also Thursday, so we're happy with our site.
Wonderful. And so, what are the topics you're going to be covering during the course of this? You know, obviously you can't cover everything. What have you decided on this year?
Well, we have some keynote speakers, presentations that, for instance, the one I mentioned, in cybersecurity. We also have some expert, Muriel Merdad from MIT, who is talking about important, it's more theoretical, but the theory behind what we have now. Now we have this, we can have 4K videos in our phones and all this technology. That was a breakthrough through the years.
Oh, absolutely.
For telling something, you know, the theoretical limits of communication were established in the 50s. Claude Shannon, he was a very big scientist. For only in the 30 years we have been reaching this potential that gives us the ability with the, you know, chips we have now to reach this potential and to have this broad access to B, etc. Also, we have presentations, key presentations on 5G. Is the next generation of telecommunication devices, now that will allow us to have more bit transfer, but also, you know, we are in this era of Internet of Things, or industrial
exactly.
Internet of Things. Now, all the devices in our home, or even in the street, many sensors, and we will have maybe millions of devices connected in some networks, and these 5Gs comprises this, no? And other applications, for instance, we're talking about some other applications that are concerning, you know, ultra reliable and ultra low latency communication. For instance, if you have to perform a surgery remotely, you need to be trusting the communication, the delay must be minimal, and this kind of communication are critical. This comprises also 5G, or even, you know, in the future with autonomous vehicles, we all cars. We need them to be able to be connected to avoid collisions, etc.
You know, it's interesting, Fernando, because there was a piece. I think it was last week, and I believe, if I remember rightly, it was Australia, but their main provider went down. Nine hours.
Yes.
Nobody could do anything. You couldn't pay money, you couldn't transfer. One guy couldn't, well, people couldn't get in their office because it was all connected. Now, geopolitically right now, we're in a very bad place. First thing to go, should there be a serious development, the first thing that's going to go is the internet.
Yes, this is a...
And the thing is, you know, when we're talking about, you know, everything is going to go, because even if you're fighting a war these days, you've got to have this type of communication. So how serious is that, you know, when you're talking about these issues, how seriously are you looking at, you know, well, what do we do if somebody cuts the cable again under the Atlantic or whatever? And, you know, because you don't miss it until it's gone. Your reliance is
it's a very interesting question. We weren't asking ourselves 30 years ago about this. I remember right now the beginning of internet. It was a DARPA project, you know, defense project, and the main purpose was to be able to, you know, have different sites interconnected
exactly
in such a way that even if you are attacked in some ways, you were able to
reroute
the communications. Right now, yes, we have For instance, in Panama, we have very big fiber optic cables, hubs.
Yeah, we're
Panama.
A hub, aren't we?
We are mm-hmm. a hub. And for, mm-hmm. and for instance, recently we have a data center from France, Italia Telecom,
mm-hmm.
Telecom Italia, and just to give you for information, to give access, broadband access to Panamanian universities, public,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and we have access to supercomputers, or that's a small parenthesis. But yes, right now, I think that, you know, there are, as we say, the system has a internal redundancy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's sure with if some providers are down, we are in trouble. That's why some users have two providers, you know, sensitive user, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's an important issue. You know, mm-hmm. Big countries they consider this very well and think about this, etc. So yes, it's very important, and we're very dependent on telecommunication more than ever.
Yeah, I'd be lost without my internet, tell you.
Yes, we have the phones.
You know, well, no, I mean, yeah, I mean, look, look at this. I mean, it's just a nice black, you know, I'm holding up my phone here. Nice, just a clear black. It's like a nice piece of, you know, clear mm-hmm. black rock.
Yes.
You can go anywhere in the world on this thing.
No, yes, you have to.
You know, you can take photographs better than you could ever possibly imagine. Video. Can you mean you need a truck to carry around everything you've got in
the past? Yes. I know the computational capacity.
Mm-hmm.
The small computational capacity we used to want to go to the moon, mm-hmm. and now here we have a supercomputer of those times. It's incredible.
It is incredible, isn't it? Well, we're going to take a piece of music. As long as you've got internet, you're going to be able to hear it. We'll be back with our guest in a minute. This is Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish.
Terry Jacks and Seasons in the Sun. And right, we're with my guest, that's Fernando. Fernando Merchan, we're talking about the conference, which gets underway tomorrow. I was just asking Fernando, sort of anybody listening, and this is your cup of tea. There's no reason why they, people can't register and pay the fee to join
the
conference.
Yes, the registration is open. You can visit our site. You look for in Google Laticom 2023, and you will find all the information, the program. So if you are interested in the program, this conference, we are open to receive you. We start Wednesday at 8:30, and our programming starts at 9.
And I'm just sort of looking here at the dates and the programs. Technical session number 4 and the technology transfer session. So I don't know who the... Well, I could probably search and look for the speakers. But things like... I mean, I noticed one here. You've got on the 16th an industry session. What would that comprise of?
Yes, we have invited professionals from industry. We have an expert from Rakuten, that is a big company, a Japanese company related with cloud services, you know, and he will talk some technical aspect about their platform. It's very industry oriented. Also, we have a company that works in Panama, but also in Dominican Republic, GBM, that is going to explain us how they use artificial intelligence for recruitment, for analyzing dossiers, etc.
Okay.
Candidates. So, for instance, that are the topics. And also, if you look in the site, the technical sessions is where our participants that present some research, development, and projects, from the region and abroad. We have tutorials, very interesting tutorials. For tutorial one, now we talk about machine learning, but now we are dealing with putting these machine learning algorithms, all this intelligence in chips.
Right.
And there are some chips that we can buy, and, you know, that's why it's behind Alexa and everything.
Gotta be careful, otherwise you'll turn us off. Gotta be so careful these days, haven't you? Go to bed. the apartment is full of her.
I see.
I've got it everywhere.
See.
All my lights, everything. You see. This is interesting because, again, you know, you mentioned artificial intelligence and sort of involved in this topic and using it to analyze it. And we were also talking about the speed of development of technology.
Yes.
Do you believe that artificial intelligence is going to allow that to even accelerate even more? Because, you know, writing code now, for instance.
Yes. It's amazing. I think, we have been observing these amazing developments in the last years. And... We have been using automatization and intelligence artificial in very broad aspects.
Sure. Now,
for instance, voice recognition, as we just see.
We just found out.
Exactly. image recognition, and even some systems that we don't see in telecommunications to find the fastest route for our message. Before it was very basic. Now, they analyze the routes and the delays and even for mobile communications. And this was specific applications of machine learning and artificial intelligence. Now we're seeing these language applications that are just amazing. Mm-hmm. The redaction, coding. I have some students and projects. They are brilliant, but sometimes they just check to see and they... And this is very important because for education, for instance, it is a challenge for us as professors. I work as a professor at the Technological Universidad Tecnológica de Panamá.
Oh, okay.
And now it's a challenge because it's here. And it's when, for instance, when calculators arrive,
Right, I remember it well.
Yes. Maybe at the beginning you say, no, you don't have to use it. You have to do it always mentally. But now it's an instrument. Sure. It's a tool.
Does that, though, dilute our ability to actually do things? I mean, is technology making us dumber?
I think it's a challenge be able to keep our minds developing.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that we have to learn to use these tools to reach more things. You know, for instance, maybe before we used calculations by hand.
Sure.
And we now use a calculator, but when we have to study calculus to go farther and do more things.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to learn how to use the calculator.
Exactly. All the mathematics is that got us to make these programs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge. I'm hoping the human mind and spirit still develops, and it's a challenge. I'm hopeful, yes, but somehow we memorize less telephone numbers.
Yes, that's and true. Ask people, what's your number? I don't know. I never use it. You know,
we depend on some applications to find directions. Mm-hmm. So it's a challenge. It's true. Somehow we use less our intellect, but we use our spirit in our bigger problems, I hope.
I can tell you one thing, Fernando. I mean, you know, you just mentioned it, driving in your car, and you have, you've got Waze, for instance, which will find you the route, avoiding traffic. And you remember the days when we used to use maps?
Yes.
You'd have somebody sitting next to you with the map. And
yes. I remember. I studied in France, and we have a group and traveled to the south of France. And people joke me because I printed, you know, the whole route, etc.
Right. Uh-huh.
And now we can have that in a phone. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, it really is incredible. I mean, I haven't got a clue. I mean, you mentioned coding. I wouldn't have a clue on that. But I just love technology. I love to use technology, obviously. And what a difference it's made. You know, we're talking now about music and access to music, and when you think about it, you mentioned Spotify, and I think you pay about $9. I use it because it's good for work as well, but $9.99 I think a month or something stupid. But you don't need a record collection because you can listen to anything you want. Invariably, you know, when we have local artists come in here and chat with us, the music's already on Spotify. Yes. And so it's, in a way, technology is good because it gives me access to it all, but it's not so good for the artist because he has to compete with so much more content.
Yes, so we have a digital transformation.
Mm.
Even the way we sell music changed sharply. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, television, how companies before they charge us by our telephone calls.
Oh, didn't they just?
Now,
didn't they just?
And now it's data they are charging us, internet access.
But I could see that coming. I must admit, I could see it coming that, you know, you don't need, my wife uses call her father or whatever, but the telephone line in the apartment is hardly ever used. It's all an end. So do we need landline phones? But you're absolutely right. I mean, I mentioned to you, you know, when I first came here, I was paying $7,000 to $10,000 a month in telephone bills.
Wow.
Because we were an international trader, and we needed that. And now you don't pay anything.
No.
You pay a data fee, and I mean, I have unlimited on my phone data. I have, to be honest, for peanuts.
Yes. No, technology gives us the opportunities to develop business, new businesses, and have us to tools to do things, you know, like this studio you have in here, and with some computers you have all to have a radio station, and people that with a 3D printer can do things.
I have Yasmin. She's still analog.
She's still analog. It's very important. Without her, we cannot do it.
Yeah. And until artificial intelligence replicates where we've just been. Fernando, we're just about coming to the end, so let's remind everybody, this is on at the Roo. It starts tomorrow. The actual conference starts tomorrow, goes through until Friday.
Yes.
And I hope that, you know, what we've been talking about gives you a little bit of a taste of the kind of things you might hear. And if you are interested in going along as a participant, you know, at the conference to hear the discussions, we're going to have some information on our website today, but you can also go to the website for the conference, which is, I've got it here, LATAM2023.IEEE, and then we've got latincom.org. So we'll put a link to that on our website today as well. Fernando, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been really very interesting, and now I know that you're a professor at the Technological College.
Yes.
We'll probably be getting in touch with you again.
Sure, I'm here for you. Thank you because for your time.
It's very interesting. I mean, you know, I'm knocking on a bit. So, you know, my mother, God bless, was 92 when she passed, and she was on the internet. And don't you dare interfere with her internet.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just a question of, you know, getting used to and understanding. I mean, mention the phone. Now, I remember the days of Star Trek, when they had like a little like a Motorola thing. You thought this was a communicator. This was unbelievable.
Yes.
And now we have this and we take it for granted.
Yes.
And I, you know, was in the mall the other day and you got these huge signs up, you know, moving signs or whatever, which was science fiction in my days.
Yes.
And, but the thing is, why aren't we so enthralled with it? It's because we know how it works. You know, when you, if you were sort of imagining something like your cell phone as a young kid or whatever in the days of Star Trek, you'd never have believed it would be ever possible.
No, you know, something. I'm later. I'm a late Star Wars generation. And I think all the science fiction inspired the scientists.
Oh, the reality.
Of the reality.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We aspired to do what they did in those people. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at cars, how quickly they're changing now as well.
Yes.
Anyway, we could go on forever. Mm-hmm. Fernando Marchand, thank you so very much for being with us.
You.
We're going to have information today and a link on our website to the conference. It's going to be very, very interesting. If you're into communications and technology, do check it out. And again, Fernando, once again, thank you so very much.
No, thank you.
And I'm sure we're going to have you again.
Okay, thank you.
And big thanks again to Fernando. We have come up to the top of the hour, so if you missed the news at 8, we got it again for you now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news, he'll play you the blues, he'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. My toast says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go. Jerry with a G, then you got it okay.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That one, Purple Disco Machine and Something on My Mind. Before that was Starship, of course, and Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now. Well, not for the next, about the last sort of 35 minutes, I think. It'll be alright. So, two in a row there, Starship and Purple Disco Machine. We're going to take another track after that. We're going to check in with Yasmin and see how her day's going. And also, do we have anybody born on this day in the world of music? We'll have to find out, won't we? This is The Real McCoy. Oh, yes. No fakes on this program. What's it called? It's called Another Night. Thank you. There we go. As I mentioned, real thing. Nothing but the real thing here. Right time on The Breakfast Show, 25 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to be with you for about another half an hour. Let's say a very good morning to Yasmin. Hi, Yas.
Hello. Good morning. Happy to say.
Mm-hmm. It's like I never see you. I say, oh, hello, Yas. He's sitting behind me. You've got a, you know, but you've not got a very good view, really. You just see the back of my head. That might be better.
No, but I can see, you know, the whole equipment you have.
I beg your pardon.
Which is nice. And colourful.
It's, isn't it? It's a bright life.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was yesterday?
Yesterday was good.
No more power cuts?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay at home, yeah.
Oh, good. And what have you got planned for today? Oh, because you've got Ian here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, we have to do some things.
Okay.
Around here.
Mm-hmm.
And just work.
And just work. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, life is terrible, isn't it? It's... so, now, let me see. What was I going to tell you? No, if I was, I'll remember when you've gone. what have we got for the rest of the week? We've got a quiet week, fairly quiet week this week, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Oh, tonight is the movie.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be here. Glad you remind me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to walk.
Oh, yes.
It's all right for some.
And I can drive you back.
You're going to drive me back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I'll be hot and sweaty and sticky when I get there, though. 7:30 it starts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. So I might wander down a little bit early so I can relax and have a bite to eat. That's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's cool.
So you see they've got a Long Fong there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And they've got they've got like a little area, you see, looks like a takeaway, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got a big restaurant at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there not so long ago with my in-laws because that side of the family's Chinese, and we went there, and it was good. It was as good as the one that you go to over by Transistmigan,
mm-hmm.
So so congratulations to them.
And it's a big restaurant too, or
it's fairly big. Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Okay,
you know, it's not certainly not small.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the one in, because when we left, it was like the one in Transistmigan, that area,
mm-hmm.
and people were queuing to get in. Because
mm-hmm.
one thing about dim sum is it's fairly quick turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I might do that. Go over a little bit early and have a bite to eat over there. And
or you can go to Alice.
True. Yes, they got, they've got Alice, haven't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could have an exciting life. I'll go over in the middle of the afternoon or something like that.
Yes.
And stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it now.
Mm-hmm.
No popcorn, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can only have popcorn if you buy me a bar of chocolate.
Okay. Good deal.
Oh, you can't beat a bit of bribery, can you? Oh, yeah. So we're going to go see, was it Hunger Games or something? Is it Hunger Games?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because is this a new movie? Or have they had a Hunger Games out before? There's a series,
yes.
Isn't there?
Exactly,
something?
Yeah, it's a series. But I have no idea about that. So for me, this is going to be the first time.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
I guess Andres will explain us everything.
Yeah. I'll have to tell him to shut up. We're watching a movie.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in for a hard time, isn't he, then, when he comes in?
Mm-hmm.
Is he coming in? Today's Tuesday, so is he coming in tomorrow? He'll have to, won't he?
Yes,
he
exactly.
Won't have any excuse.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We can take the Mickey out of him, can't we? And he's bringing his wife with him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have we got anybody born in this day in the world of music?
Oh, yes, of course. The first one is Joe Billingslea.
Oh, is yes. That's an unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Joe Billingslea.
Mm-hmm.
Billingslea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leah.
He was born in 1937.
With a name like that, I'm sure he was.
American singer, the lead singer of and founder of the R&B band The Contours, best known for their 1962 hit single Do You Love Me?
And here it is.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Do you love me? I can really move.
go. Yes, Do You Love Me from the Contours. I thought they'd finished. Come back and doing it all over again. In actual fact, that song back in the 1960s, I guess, when that was released, yes, you gave me the date, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. It was 1962.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was made also in the UK. Brian Paul and the Tremolos made it, and so did the Kinks, in actual fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic from the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got?
Okay, the next one is Cornel Gunter. He was born in 1938, who was an original member of the Platters. He later joined the Coasters,
mm-hmm.
who scored the 1958 U.S. number one single, Yakety Jack, the 1959 U.S. number two and U.K. number six single, Charlie Brown, as well as Young Blood and Poison Ivy.
Yeah, and Poison Ivy, I remember, that's another one that was covered by a number of people in the U.K., but Youngblood, you mentioned it, and I thought we'll play that because I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I don't think I've ever played it on the program before.
Okay.
So here it is, Youngblood from the Coasters. By the way, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of your groups today began with a C.
Oh, yes.
It's very clever. Here's Youngblood.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
What's your name?
Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I've not played that one before.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't remember it?
No.
No, me neither.
Didn't like it very much either.
It's all right.
Yes, I don't know why I didn't like it very much.
I prefer Yakety Jack.
And I prefer Charlie Brown.
I remember Charlie Brown.
You don't remember Charlie Brown?
No.
Do you know who Charlie Brown is?
Of course. I love him. But I didn't know he had a song.
All right, but I'll tell you what, then let me see. C-H-A-R-L-I-E... there we go. Coasters, Charlie Brown. See what I can do?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Beep, beep, bye, bye, bo, bo, bo. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Him on his knees, I know that's him, getting seven come up.
everybody always picking on me.
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
That's it, Charlie Brown from the Coasters. Do you remember it?
No.
You don't remember it?
No.
Sounds a bit like Yakety Yak.
Exactly.
Doesn't it?
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, of course it's fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm fun too. Well, you're going to go off and do your bits and pieces with Ian. I'm sort of trying to clean up my cabinet with all my nice glass and stuff in it.
Oh.
So I should carry on doing a bit of that. I've got to wander down the road. I've got to make a couple of appointments. I've got to have a blood test, so I'm going to go down and sort that out and get them to come and do it here in the apartment because it's early in the morning. I've got to fast, and I can't last fasting without my coffee until 10 o'clock, otherwise I will be really grumpy. Not that I ever get grumpy, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've got to have an EKG.
What is that?
ECG, electrocardiogram.
Ah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See if I've got a heart. Apparently, if you're going to have a little operation, you've got to make sure you won't die.
Okay.
So you can make sure I've got a heart.
Okay.
I have. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you have a great day.
Thank you.
I hope you get everything accomplished.
Yes.
And we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? You'll tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
a nice track. It comes off of an album called Luxury Soul. It's by the Bukates and featuring on there Laura Banach. And the title, You Got Me. This is Steely Dan. Haitian divorce.
Dabs and Clean Willie were in love, they said. So in love, the preacher's face turned red. Soon everybody knew the thing was dead. He shouts, she bites. They wrangle through the night, yeah. She go crazy.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Lazy. Just about sums everything up, really, doesn't it? That's me from now on for the rest of the day. Well, not really. I've got too much to do. That was Lazy Express featuring David Byrne. Possibly. Well, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. A big thank you to our special guest in the second hour this morning, in the 8 o'clock hour. That's Fernando Merchan, talking about the new communications conference, which is going on. Well, it's starting tomorrow, but they're all getting ready for it today. We'll put a link on there, some details on there, so you can have a look and see if you fancy going along. You can register and just pay the fee. It's an interesting, very interesting conference. A lot of technology stuff. So again, big thank you to Fernando. Thanks, of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, getting all of our bits and pieces for us, doing all our social media, etc., etc., and finding somebody who was born on this day in the world of music. So thanks to Yasmin for that, our producer, our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. I think I mentioned the other day, he's hoping to try and get back for a little while in the new year, hopefully for New Year's Eve. And so that's Neil. He gets a lot of our background information for us, the boys and girls at Group of Grant, who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac, who's there first thing in the mornings. Poor guy. Thank you, Isaac. And let's also say a big thank you, of course, to you lot. Yes, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to be back with you same time tomorrow after Yaz and I have been to the movies. We'll be speaking with Andreas tomorrow for our movie review. All being well, he's going to be with us tonight too. So, yeah, do make sure you join us tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock as per usual. And also, let me see, was there something else we're going to tell you? No, not really. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, as I say, do it carefully, because what I want to be doing tomorrow, talking about you, not talking to you, not talking about you. Yes, lazy, time for a rest. Take care, all the best from me, Jerry D. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.